This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a Tuesday briefing, the National Security Council's John Kirby reemphasized to VOA that while it supports humanitarian pauses with the ongoing fighting in Gaza, a statement by President Joe Biden a day earlier was not a call for a ceasefire by Israel. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
Biden was responding to hecklers urging him to call for a ceasefire. One of the most public demonstrations yet of how the conflict is dividing American voters ahead of the November presidential election. A December Gallup poll shows that 38% of Americans believe Israel receives about the right amount of U.S. support, while 36% think it gets too much and 24% too little. 40% of Democrats and independents say the U.S. provides too much support for Israel, compared with 26% of Republicans. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that Israel has agreed to allow the United Nations to conduct an assessment of conditions in northern Gaza.
Blinken said Palestinian civilians displaced by the war must be allowed to return to their homes.
As Israel's campaign moves to a lower intensity phase in northern Gaza, and as the IDF scales down its forces there, we agreed today on a plan for the UN to carry out an assessment mission. It will determine what needs to be done to allow displaced Palestinians to return safely to homes in the north.
Blinken said Hamas may have left unexploded bombs and that there are other security and logistical concerns before Palestinians who were told to flee south can return home safely. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired one of their largest barrages of drones and missiles targeting shipping in the Red Sea, forcing the U.S. and British navies to shoot down the projectiles in a major naval engagement. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is now releasing details of U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's secretive hospitalization.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains hospitalized after being rushed to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on New Year's Day for an infection following surgery to treat and cure his prostate cancer. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said Austin did not tell the president about his cancer until Tuesday, more than 2 weeks after his December procedure, and 8 days after he was rushed to the hospital. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Associated Press is reporting that former U.S. President Donald Trump plans to deliver his own closing arguments in his New York civil business fraud trial. VOA's Rick Pentaleo.
According to two people familiar with the unusual plan, the former president plans to join his legal team for their summations Thursday in a Manhattan courtroom. Earlier this week, an attorney for Trump informed Judge Arthur Engoron that the former president wished to speak during the closing arguments, and the judge approved the plan. Trump is a defendant in the case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She claims his net worth was inflated by billions of dollars on financial statements that helped him secure business loans and insurance. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, electric vehicles are gaining the lion's share of attention for carbon neutral technology, but hydrogen cars snuck into the conversation thanks to two automotive giants. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Clean hydrogen energy creates limitless possibilities.
Hyundai signaled its intention to boost a hydrogen society, expanding into energy production. Global COO Jose Munoz.
We're introducing a way to turn organic waste and even plastic into clean hydrogen.
Meanwhile, automotive supplier Bosch Mobility plans to launch its first hydrogen combustion engine this year. Mike Mansueti is president of Bosch North America.
A major thrust of our efforts is the hydrogen fuel cell powertrain.
Nonetheless, there was also a robust lineup of EV announcements, including from Honda.
Honda is redefining mobility from zero,
which premiered a new global electric vehicle series, and Kia with a trio of electric vans. I'm Ben Thomas.
Astronauts will have to wait until next year before flying to the moon and at least 2 years before landing on it. NASA on Tuesday announced that the latest round of delays in its Artemis moon landing program. News came barely an hour after a U.S. company abandoned its own attempt to land on the moon because of a fuel leak. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.